And many in agriculture are pleased not only with the passage of this, but also appreciate the bipartisan show of support in the Senate against the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers. This includes the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the Public Lands Council, and the National Corn Growers Association. NCBA President Philip Ellis said the joint resolution passed by the Senate could finally put this burdensome regulation to rest. As a matter of fact, Chip Bowling, president of the National Corn Growers Association, said America's farmers and ranchers care deeply about clean water, and we're committed to protecting it for future generations. But this rule is not based on science or law, does not clarify farmers' responsibilities under the Clean Water Act, and will not improve water quality. Now, the joint resolution passed by the Senate in a vote of 53-44 was actually brought by Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa under the Congressional Review Act. This resolution would order the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers to withdraw the WOTUS rule and would prevent the agencies from further similar rulemaking. The joint resolution must now be passed by the House and then signed by the President.